Komina san, it's Manga Sensei. What's going on? Welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast, where every single day, 365 days a year, I break down Japanese grammar, as I've been doing for the past year or so. And there's just so much more grammar to learn. I mean, really, when you think about it, grammar is a connection of words that help in two ways. A, it helps in form, which makes you be more understand, or in function, how the words use. So how you use the words or how the words are used. And that's what I've been trying to explain on this podcast the past little bit. Today, we're going into something that is somewhat difficult for some intermediate speakers. And so I wanted to make sure I made this podcast in a group of podcasts. And it's going to be the theme for the entire couple days, maybe the rest of this week. And I'm going to try to go in each podcast episode this week, breaking it down a little bit farther. And that is the kanji e. This kanji e is very difficult because it's a conceptual idea that is usually used in a non-physical way. And so it kind of gets at people a little bit, and it's easy for it to be confusing. What I'd like you to imagine E as for the remainder of these episodes here this week is think of E as a point in space and time, okay? A dot. If we're talking about time, it's an exact moment, whether in the future or in the past. And then in space, it's an exact point, a dot on the map. And it's so infinitesimal that no matter how small you go, it is always that dot. If I say it is after the dot, it's everything after that dot, everything in that general time direction, everything forward. And if I say in that dot, it's in the everything inside that specific thing. And if I say outside of the dot, it's everything outside of that dot, or whatever we're indicating with that dot. But the best way to identify E is with it as a dot in time and space. Because what happens with E is by taking E and then adding a whole bunch of suffixes to the end, we're going to be changing the meaning around. And we can also be using it for terms of speech and situation. We use it for times, whether we're talking about the past, the future, or right now. We can use it for talking about spaces, so in front of the place, behind the place, in the place, above the place, below the place. And all of these different things cycle around this idea of E being a point. I'll give you an example here. So what we're going to do first is identify one word that is fairly basic. We're going to talk about e-nai. E-nai is anything that is referenced with it. So the symbol following it is inside. So when we have e plus inside, we're going to get inside of whatever we're referencing. So if I say something along the lines of, or something close to, 2週間 e-nai ni, so 2 weeks, inai ni, a directional marker with our ni, nantoka ga arimashita. So in that sentence, I would have in 2 weeks, 2 weeks, the first word, nishukan, and then inai ni is what I'm identifying that comes directly after, so it's modifying that, right? So inai would mean in that period of 2 weeks only. Only in that dot, from the time that two weeks started to the time those 2 weeks ended, and only in that specific point, whether it's in the location or a time I'm talking about previously, or if it's just in that time frame. So we just want to make sure that we're always referencing that point marked with E, and I will talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. Until then, thank you so much. I will see you tomorrow. Check out our website, manga-sensei.com, where we have a lot more useful tools for you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember, make some mistakes. Janne.